Please join me in an attitude of prayer. Holy and gracious God, for this day, the Spirit-led day, we give you so much thanks. May your Spirit descend upon us. May the words of my mouth and meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. We pray this in your name. Amen. First, as I begin my message today, I just want to say how privileged I am to stand up here before all of you as your pastor today, appointed to the Sugar Valley Charge. Hearing all the stories and remembrances of your church history just makes me so proud to be a part of your ongoing history at this church. For over 3 years now, I'm starting my fourth year, it has been a joy to walk alongside of you as we move forward into the vision that God has in store for our church. And as we have heard, there has been so much to be proud of over the last 100 years in the life of the church. The ministries, the outreach, and the faithfulness of the people have been such a strong narrative throughout your history, and that is to be commended and to be celebrated today. In the last 100 years, you as a church have kept your focus on your love for God and serving your community, which has brought you now to this point in the life of the church. All that we are today is in thanks to what we have been in the past and to all the saints who have gone on before us who made it possible. And as we have also heard, a lot has changed in the last 100 years of our church. But in the midst of all those changes this church and community has seen over the years, the one constant through all of it has been your love for God and your community. And it's important for us as a people to look back on your history, to remember and to celebrate. It's in remembering our history that we are able to recognize how God was at work in our past. And it helps us now to recognize what God is capable of doing in our present and in the future yet to come. And as we look back on our history, we remember all those times when things were not always so perfect. We know that not everything was very easy or successful. We had our share of failures and low moments where we wondered how we would move forward as a church. But through it all, God was so good and gracious to us. God was victorious over whatever adversity we faced. And so we know that if God was always at work and at good, working out good in all those difficult situations in the past, then we know that God will be able to continue to be at work in our church, no matter what lies ahead. We know that no matter what the future holds, God is already there, guiding us forward into God's preferred future for this church yet to come. We don't know what our church will be like in even 5 years, let alone in 100 years. But we need to move forward with the vision set in our hearts by God, as so perfectly summed up by the prophet Isaiah. I, the Lord, have called you for a good reason. I will grasp your hand and guard you and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the nations, to open blind eyes, to lead the prisoners from prison and those who sit in darkness from the dungeon. God has called us together as Albright United Methodist Church for a really good reason. To be a light to the people of Sugar Valley and beyond the valley. We are to be a light to those who live in darkness by showing them the light of God's goodness and love. We do that by just simply living our lives in faithful witness to the power of God's love and salvation for all. At the end of our passage from Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah proclaims the things announced in the past. Look, they've already happened, but I'm declaring new things. Today we celebrate our past. We give thanks to God for all those who have gone on before us and lived their lives in faithful witness here at Albright. It is because of them that we are who we are today. And so as we remember all the saints who have gone before us, we are now called to look forward to the future of this church unafraid. We are called to move forward by faith and declare new things for this church. But at the heart of all those new things that this church has in store, we will hold true to the values of this church that the early church founders planted and lived out 100 years ago. That no matter what new things come our way, we will continue to love God and to serve our community. Thanks be to God for the people of Albright United Methodist Church in the last 100 years and in the years to come. Amen.